passed. The Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In the last 4 years, we have seen so many of them. And I'm beginning to wonder if it's because there are more of them or because we have become so red-pilled that now we finally see them for what they are. And now we question everything that we didn't question before. Like, we question, are we getting the right stuff about coronavirus? Are we getting the real story? And I think that's super healthy that we do not trust this. And, like, one of Trump's big achievements is that he put a scar across the face of media that will never go away, and that everybody can see that scar for the rest of their lives. And I think it's super important.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Surprisingly, that was Greg Gutfeld from Fox News saying that. I know. It's surprising. It's probably the only thing like that that was ever been said that actually will point to a measure of truth. A measure. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And I like to highlight whenever mainstream actually tries to attempt to say something that's truthful, because you're going to get a whole lot of nonsense. And for some reason around this country, we all know that media lies to us all the time. Yet in foreign affairs and in health issues, they're always honest. For some reason, I don't know, those two categories always get away with we think they're honest for some reason, and I'm not quite sure why we think that, but we need kind of a head check on that. So we have a lot of people out there that are getting angry, that are upset, that are figuring out that people aren't dropping like flies around them. And so how are we going to deal with this? Well, I have Joel Skousen with me, and I'm so happy you're with me in studio, Joel. What a treat.
It's good to be with you, Kate.
Thank you for coming in. And it's always better just to have somebody in studio like Joel, because I get to sit and look at Joel and say, what's going on? And he's just such a knowledgeable guy and really has a resume. I mean, like you wouldn't believe. Tell us a little bit, just a 1 minute resume, if you will, just a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am the nephew of W. Cleon Skousen, who was one of the pioneers in the conservative movement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former Marine Corps pilot during the Vietnam era, and mm-hmm. I also was chairman of the Conservative National Committee in 1982 through 84 during the Reagan administration. Got a lot of contacts there, got my first experience of understanding what the deep state was all about, even clear back then.
Eye-opening, I'm sure.
Very, very eye-opening, and including domestic surveillance that was going on even then without any authorization whatsoever.
Jeez.
During my stint in Washington, I did start my world affairs brief, it's been going online since the year 2000. So this is the 20th year that, and I haven't missed an issue.
It comes out
every week, every Friday. The World Affairs Brief is my take on the news from mm-hmm. a perspective of what the deep state, what the mm-hmm. Secret combinations of power are doing to us. Okay. And that's my expertise.
WorldAffairsBrief.com.
Right. Okay. That's the website.
And I love this. And so I want to get your take from the onset of what's going on to now. What are your thoughts and feelings about what is taking place?
Well, there was a lot of propaganda from the left-wing side of the alternative media, Global Research and others, trying to blame this on our own deep state. Now, even though we do have a biological weapons program, so does China, so does Russia, every major power has a biological weapons program.
Mm-hmm.
But this was clearly not, even though this was weaponized, and it's got proteins from HIV and from SARS and MERS and other things mixed in with it. This is a SARS-type virus, by mm-hmm. the way, a coronavirus that hits the respiratory system. But it was clearly not ready for prime time as a weaponized. A true biological weapon that's going to be used to clean out a country. And you know, I published in the World Affairs Brief about the Chinese general whose speech was leaked to the West about saying that we don't want to destroy the infrastructure of the West. We want to kill the people. Mm-hmm. We're going to use a biological weapon. And that's what their Bio4 lab there in Wuhan mm-hmm. is all about. And I believe, as The Lancet published, that there is very, very poor quality, or not quality control, but control over the disposable mm-hmm. equipment and gloves and things that they use at this Bio4 lab. And there's a massive scavenger community in the poverty-stricken Wuhan district. So they believe, and I think it's very credible, that it was protective clothing, including gloves, were scavenged and resold at the fish market or the meat market. And so that's how it began to spread. So this was a weaponized, partially weaponized, but not ready for prime time. I think it may have been a God-given, you know, curse on China, where it started like this, to let everybody know what they're working on and embarrass them and hurt them economically, as it did. They tried to cover it up at first. One of the doctors died, not because he was particularly unhealthy, but because he got a massive dose. And they put him in prison, where he had no access to any of his medicines or things. And so he ended up dying. A lot of people died, but it was mostly old people. In other words, when we look at the contagion factors on this, this is a fairly contagious virus, but it's not deadly to normal, healthy people. A real deadly bioweapon affects everybody, like anthrax. There ain't anybody who's got an immune system that's, you know, can handle anthrax. It kills everybody that gets infected. Okay. But this particular virus is really, when you look at the overall data, isn't particularly more deadly even than the common flu or SARS was or MERS. And you know, forget about this concept of herd immunity. You never get herd immunity from a virus, because viruses are always mutating. And so you get immunity one, and then it mutates to another. You don't have immunity. That's why it doesn't do any good to take the flu shot. You know, and this is really stupid for the medical profession to say, everybody take the flu shot to help with this virus. It won't help at all with the virus. The flu shot is based upon the last year's virus and not on the – there's no way to – have a vaccine. Now, they're really pushing hard to get a vaccine here. And I really worry about the civil liberties of American people, as this coronavirus, the scare tactics about this being so deadly, have to shut down, that's being used to, first of all, degrade civil liberties. I mean, the very shutdown that is occurring of people not letting them out of their homes is a violation of civil liberties. And it's almost impossible to enforce. I mean, to do a real martial law enforcement, you've got to have police on every corner stopping everybody and checking. And even in Summit County in Utah, which declared illegally, because there is no authority, there is no actual statute that gives them the authority to force people to stay in their homes. Even the police chief said, look, we're not going to be stopping people on the street. There's so many exceptions to this rule. You got to go out for food or medicine or other things. Anyone can have an excuse. So we're not going to be checking on this. We're just depending on people to...
They want you to do it voluntarily.
Yeah. And that would be fine to do it voluntarily. But to claim that this is an order, that there's
a mandate,
that there's a color of law behind this, a mandate, is just ridiculous. And, of course, the two Democrat mayors of Salt Lake City are still pushing for this, pushing our weak-kneed Republican governor, who is just so anxious to kowtow to the establishment and say yes. And, you know, there's a psychological problem that we have here. It's a lack of courage among leadership.
Right.
I mean, the data is simply not there that this is deadly. The more, the larger the pool that you get in analysis after you start doing testing, the larger the pool, the lower the death rate gets. And, you know, when Dr. Fauci came out, our sky is falling expert in chief, when he came out and said this is three or four times more deadly than the common flu, it wasn't true.
He loves a good virus.
When you look,
he's been on many of them.
Look at the statistics, the data that you do have, in order to get the common flu down to a 0.01 death rate, you had to include an estimated, not tested, not gone to the doctor, not gone to the, an estimated 36 million that never, that had the virus, they said, the common flu.
Right.
And that's how you get down to a 0.01. Well, you know, there are millions of people that are going to get exposed to this virus that aren't going to have anything but very mild symptoms. They're not going to go to the doctor. Yeah. They're not going to get tested. There aren't enough tests to do that. So the pool is very, very small right now because of people who end up going to the hospital and get tested, and it looks like it's a fairly significant virus. But it really is no different. The statistics will show after this is all over, it's no more deadly. And, you know, as President Trump, I have to give him credit. He's made a lot of mistakes. I've been a critic of President Trump for not following through on a lot of campaign promises and for compromising. But his gut instincts are correct here, that this is not a big deal sufficient to shut down the whole nation. Yep. And the economic consequences are going to be horrendous. I mean, look at everybody with a childcare business is dead in the water. Everybody with a private kindergarten is dead. Think of the wholesalers for restaurants. These are mega corporations that have warehouses full of fresh food and meat, the highest quality, and it's sitting there rotting in the warehouses. And they can't switch this thing over to the grocery store chain because they have their own supply chain and they have strict contracts. They can't simply dump those contracts and accept the food from the restaurant supply chain. So this is really serious and really stupid that it hasn't been thought through. This whole idea about flattening the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may flatten the curve a little bit, but the point is, this is not deadly. It wouldn't hurt people to go through a flu cycle with this coronavirus. Now, the people at risk are the people, and let's look at the Italy statistics. 99.9% of everybody who has died in Israel has chronic disease, and they're all being listed as coronavirus deaths. There was a massive flu epidemic in the early stages of January and February, a massive flu, hundreds of thousands of people with the flu. And I think, as you pointed out in your show, the World Health Organization and Italy stopped reporting flu deaths sometime in February.
Yep,
February 9th.
Of February.
They stopped reporting
flu. After 3.5 million of people with the flu.
And everybody was counted as corona after that.
Yep.
Even before they had enough test kits to prove it was just a propaganda wave that this is corona. Now, I think what's happened here is that the globalist deep state, and the deep state is not a bunch of Obama holdovers trying to get rid of Donald Trump. The globalist deep state is a lethal sub rosa organization within control of every law enforcement organization within the federal government, including in England and also in France and in Germany. Every Western country has their own portion of their own deep state.
Right.
And a lot of it is controlled through NSA spying. We manipulate elections by spying on every political candidate, getting dirt on them, the ones that the deep state does not want, such as the Austrian chancellor of the Freedom Party. They simply put him into a honey trap and get him on tape and then reveal that and get him out of office. So when the U.S. complains about Russian interference in the election, this is just ludicrous.
I mean, it's laughable.
We are the worst interferers in other elections for deep state purposes. But the deep state, I think, took advantage of the fact that this slipped out of China.
Right.
I don't think this was a deep state intent to do this. But clearly they've wanted, you know, to have this kind of control. And this ends up being the perfect medium. And it isn't a false flag per se in the sense that there is some danger.
It's just being used.
It's being used and taken advantage of to curtail a lot of freedoms. And I fear mandatory vaccinations coming
up. I do, too. We'll be right back. I'll be right back with Joel Skousen. Don't miss this. And you can call up 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
So am I. You guys, I have to laugh or I'm going to cry. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature and put in the name Kate as the code, and you can get 35% off and free shipping right now. This is people are finding out this is a tremendous product that you can take that has 31 fruits and vegetables, all clean, all raised well, and without any pesticides, and they take the air and water out, and they give you the nutrients, the 31 fruits and vegetables, and I really will tell you this is a fantastic product, and it's a great product to have in your food storage too. But make sure you put in the code Kate. Go to Balance of Nature. They are fantastic people. I have Joel Skousen with me, and that's always a treat because he can fly in. I love that. Joel, welcome back. Let's talk economy, because 30 days, 60 days, 90 days from now, what do we see with this $1 trillion looting of America? What do we see from this?
Well, it's important to realize that, of course, this whole thing was caused by no leader in government having the courage to say the emperor has no clothes and that this is not that dangerous sufficient to do this. Let me just say that the only people that are going to die from this are people who are chronically ill. And they are in large part responsible for their chronic illnesses. Most of these don't come accidentally. These come because of bad nutrition, years of bad living, smoking, drinking, other things, and just bad diet, you know, junk food and a sedentary lifestyle where they don't exercise and they don't really take care of themselves. If it's not the coronavirus, it's going to be the flu season next year. Eventually, these people are all going to die from some type of virus because their system is really weakened. And if they're on a lot of drugs, and that's the only thing the medical profession knows how to do, and all of these drugs has massive side effects. You know, I get emails all the time, what about the chloroquine and other types of miracle drugs? That you know, don't take those things. You know, this is not that serious. You know, if you go to any of the drug websites and check the side effects of chloroquine, you know, you will not take it. They are, you know, like any drug, tremendous side effects. And why would you do that when there's so many wonderful natural herbal remedies that just kill viruses flat? And we can talk a little bit that later. But I want to talk the financial things first about this bailout. Now, this is touted as a true $2 trillion bailout. As I pointed out in today's World Affairs Brief, and your listeners can, by the way, get a free copy of that brief by simply emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. It's actually a $6 trillion bailout. There's $4 trillion in this package for the big banks. Now you think, how are the big banks hurting? Are they closing down? Are they not? No, no, no. This is to beef up, according to Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin, who's a big insider, a deep stater from way, way back, a mortgage foreclosure king during the 2008 thing. This is to replenish the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which in other terms is the plunge protection team. And that is the Wall Street banks, who, by the way, are and being the owners of the Fed, they are the stockholders and shareholders of the Federal Reserve. In other words, the owners of the Fed are getting Mnuchin to give them a $4 trillion bailout. And this comes on the heels of $2 trillion in December and $13 trillion in November of 2019 that were handed to the big banks because of another crisis. None of those previous ones were authorized. They've been using the $4 trillion that's being authorized today. They were already using that this week before it had ever been authorized. I mean,
this is why they backdated it then.
That's right.
Okay, because everybody noticed a backdate on this, right?
They backdated to make it legal the fact that they've already floated this $4 trillion to the Wall Street banks, J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Bank of America, all the owners of the Fed, and they're getting these trillions of dollars to be able to influence the markets to turn them around. And, you know, the trouble is with our society now, once government creates a crisis like this, and believe me, even though they didn't create coronavirus, they created the crisis by these shutdowns, which were totally unnecessary compared to other.
Compared to what's happening in reality.
There's no reason to shut all this down. But so everybody now is a victim of a government shutdown to one extent or another. And so government creates the problem. Now government comes up with a solution. Now, this isn't in the budget. There's no $6 trillion. You've got to remember the normal budget is about, and Trump went over $2 trillion. But this is no budget for it. This is pure money creation right out of the box. And if you look at the authorization for the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the ESF, it includes money for foreign banks. And Secretary Mnuchin admitted this in the statement. He said this is justified by the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, and it is not, because everything was tied to gold in that Reserve Act. There was no such thing as there was. I mean, they printed without backing. But there was a backstop in the sense that nations could ask for the gold instead of the dollars. And that's what France started to do when Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1976, because we were inflating out the gazoo, and they wanted the gold rather than. So they stopped the gold standard. But this is pure money creation, and several things are going to come out about it. First of all, I get asked a lot, is this going to end up in hyperinflation? Now, it did, not in hyperinflation, but we had the highest rate of inflation in 2008 after the pair of $500 per person bailouts that the government gave as part of the TARP bailout. And by the way, the $800 million TARP bailout, or $800 billion, was actually $16 trillion. That's been admitted by the Fed. Not $800 billion, but $16 trillion. That's how much free money went to the banks in that thing. And then there was that $13 trillion in November of 2019. So this is just ludicrous. Now, why isn't this starting a massive wave of inflation? I'll tell you why. We had the highest rate of inflation in 2008 after those two $500 gifts from the government. And the reason was because this was all extra money. Most normal people weren't out anything because of the mortgage crisis. You know, it was the banks who had loaned on this money and then resold these mortgages, and then people who had bought those are the people that lost. But the general run-of-the-mill public wasn't losing anything. So this was all an extra $1,000 in their pocket. They immediately went out and spent it, and we had the highest inflation rate that we've had in the United States since then in 2008. But this is not going to be the same, because people have actually been severely damaged economically by these shutdowns. Even a payment of $1,200 is not going to even come close to making up for all of the money lost from people laid off and the businesses that aren't getting any business, that are still having to pay their mortgages and their their overhead, et cetera. And so there's a complete hole in the economy that this $2 trillion portion is not going to fill. And what about the $4 trillion to the Wall Street banks? Well, that's going back into the speculative market. That's not going back into the real economy. Those people will churn that money as they always have. They always get free use of the first money that the federal government, the Fed inflates. They get the free use of it. And they invested in the futures market, in derivatives, in the Forex market, in stocks and in bonds. And that's why those markets have gone up far exceeding the inflation of the real economy, because they're getting the free use of all this money in that $4 trillion. And it's going to be more. Secretary Mnuchin said today, we're not going to run out of ammunition, meaning financial ammunition. We will spend whatever it takes to cure these markets. Well, of course, we get suckered in as people when they create a crisis and your pensions go down because the market went down 20 and 30%, and all of a sudden everybody's pensions are in trouble. And everybody then becomes a cheerleader for government spending.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we don't want to protest that $4 trillion. That's going to bring the market back up, and now my pension will not be destroyed. And so we've all become suckered into wanting these bailouts. I have a... a relative of mine who runs a small business, and he's a principled person. He doesn't believe in taking these bailouts. He's doing his best to keep his employees alive and keep the business going. But he has friends who said, you need to get rid of your principal, son. You need to get rid of your principal and take this bailout. Fill out all the paperwork.
Right.
Qualify for this bailout. In other words, everyone's being corrupted by the necessity.
That's a good point.
The fact that, you know, government did this to it. It's okay to take this from government. Well, you know, we're just being corrupted so that we become prone to socialism. And this is how you're going to get eventually the Green New Deal and other things, is when things get bad enough and people are hurting bad enough, and you have this precedent being set that whatever the crisis, just let the government print the money and save us. You can imagine what's going to happen toward the end of this decade when we finally face a World War III. And when we have a nuclear attack on the nation, an EMP strike where everything really is shut down because there's no electricity, and people are going to be conditioned now to cry for a government, whatever the government wants.
They're there to save us.
Martial law, they're there to save us, get us into a militarized global government. Oh, yes, we have no choice.
And they'll save us from this because they'll just claim that the lockdown was so helpful that none of us, you know, we weren't all dying, right?
Yeah. So but I fear it's not over, Kate. I fear that we're going to have your papers, please, when you want to travel. It's going to be a requirement to get on an airline that you have a vaccination card, that you've been vaccinated against corona. I'm not going to take the vaccine. I don't recommend anybody do. These adjuvants that they add to it, these viruses that are inbred in the cells are very dangerous. That's why you have these reactions, autism and other things from vaccines. You've got to get over people. This worship of the establishment medical profession. This is a worship of credentials, and it's very, very unjustified.
Right. What about the people that say, but they just caused this, so they can send me money because they just caused this, and I know they just caused this. What do you say to that?
Well, in fact, they didn't cause it. They caused the economic shutdown. Mm-hmm. They didn't cause the actual virus. Mm-hmm. But this virus will be around. It will keep coming back by not resisting these shutdown orders, by not voting people out of office who persist in these shutdown orders. We make ourselves susceptible to every other phony pandemic that comes along, and we have the same shutdowns, the same thing. And everybody said, once you get used to it, you say, who can come up and say nay to it? That's the problem that we're facing.
And they're getting faster at it.
Yeah. And so when you have these, you know, we're losing informed consent over vaccines. The big pharmaceuticals want Congress to deny informed consent so that you can be forced to be vaccinated. If you can be forced to be vaccinated, you can be forced to have travel permits that require a vaccine card. It just never ends the way that you lose liberty in the name of salvation.
And safety.
In the name of safety, as Ben Franklin said.
Oh, my gosh. Just makes me sick. I have a caller for you. Caller, make it quick. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. We have someone in St. Louis, 30-year-old woman. They said she died of the COVID-19 with no other thing going on. Can that happen?
I don't believe it. Show me proof. I don't believe it.
But there is a possibility.
Thank you. Yeah.
This happens sometimes because of taking vaccines. You get a damaged immune system because these adjuvants and vaccines trick your immune system into not attacking the vaccine. It's what causes a lot of autoimmune things. So even though a person appears to be walking healthy, it can have a very damaged immune system, which is very susceptible to these types of things.
Oh, I agree with that. I think each one gives us a more damaged immune system, a weakening of the cell. And that's why we had a lot of doctors die kind of mysteriously trying to out this information too. I'm going to come right back with Joel Skousen. We'll take a few calls. Please keep them short because I know everybody wants to hear from Joel. And I'm so glad he's here. In fact, I think everybody's kind of wondering about this bailout, about the money that they're getting. And by the way, when they take $25 million for the JFK Center, for Kennedy Center, to clean it, you've got to know there's a lot of... I just can't believe that everybody in my own state actually voted with this, with pride. You just can't believe it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Trillions looted. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Actually, I had the wrong song queued up. Anyway, it happens once in a while. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and happy you're listening in. I've got Joel Skousen with me, and Joel's shedding some light on his take on what's going on right now, not only financially, but with COVID-19. What are we going to be looking at even in my own state, you know, all these different states are coming up with their own version of lockdown. It's either a soft-shelled shelter in place. Don't you just love the terminology? Because it makes it sound so happy, like I'm getting out of the sun. It's good for me. Shelter.
That's the worst thing you can do is not get sunlight, because sunlight kills viruses.
Yes.
And the warmth, and this virus is going to die when warmer weather comes anyway.
Yes.
But they'll bring it back in the fall time.
I know. They've even said so. They've even actually said that now they're going to, it's seasonal. You know, President Fauci, who thinks he's president of the United States, said it's seasonal. And I went, Duh. We know this. This is something that's not new.
Well, let me explain, Kate, about the financial thing that I didn't get a chance to. Why this is not really going to involve a high degree of inflation. Mm-hmm. It's not just because of the hole in the economy they've created with this ridiculous shutdown.
Okay.
It's because the Fed has been flooding the international community with trillions of dollars for decades. And they're now only coming to admit these types of things. Pam and Russ Martins, who run Wall Street on Parade, a very, very good website, have a couple of really good articles out about the latest flooding of money with, and we're talking trillions. They're the ones who came up and ferreted out the information that the Fed flooded $16 trillion during the TARP problem, not $800 billion. They also came out with the $13 trillion that happened last November and the $4 trillion this time. But the point is they've been doing lots of this stuff. They've been shoveling money to European banks. They've kept Deutsche Bank afloat with trillions of dollars. And here's the key. Once you get every one of these bankrupt socialist countries to start to get bailouts from the Fed, the pool of dollars increases so exponentially that now the Fed can float $4 trillion here and there and $4 trillion, and it doesn't show up inflation because it's being absorbed internationally. It's being absorbed by the speculative markets.
Okay.
It's not slopping over into the real economy where it would turn into real inflation. Now, even as it is, the Fed falsifies the rate of inflation. The CPI is tremendously manipulated and downward to keep us from thinking we have inflation. The real rate of inflation is 7-9%, has been for 20 years. And this 1-2% CPI is just a lie. Every time some prices go up, they replace that price on their basket of goods with another function which isn't high. They replace the tremendous rise in housing prices with a common flat fee for house prices and things. It's just pure manipulation. But I want people to understand that, remember, hyperinflation cannot happen without indexing, meaning people's salaries have to be automatically corrected by the government to keep. Okay. Otherwise, how do you get, like the Germans, a wheelbarrows full of $100,000 mark bills? Mm-hmm. You can't do that unless everybody's salaries are being. That's called index. Happened in Zimbabwe, too.
Okay.
It can't happen here. The Fed knows about inflation, doesn't want it.
Okay.
And that's why they can get away with throwing trillions of dollars around, because of the fact that they have flooded the markets for so many years.
Let's take a caller. Thank you for that. Let's take a caller. Go right ahead, caller.
Yeah, Joe, I'd like to talk about the inflation, but first of all, you were so right about Mnuchin being deep state. I don't know if you know, he's still Skull and Bones. He's one of the partners of Goldman Sachs. But anyway, the other thing, you've talked about forced to take these vaccines. That's one of my greatest fears, is that they're going to force us to do that. The other one is FEMA camps. They may not only have us quarantined in our homes, but they may haul us away. But back to the inflation question, you said at the beginning here that this $4 trillion was authorized, not the 13 or 2 trillion or the 4, trillions in November and so forth. I'd like you to explain that, because it's all unconstitutional. It's all illegal. What is this authorization? You know, the Federal Reserve Act was criminal. It was unconstitutional. So can you explain why you call it authorized? And
it is. You're absolutely right. It's unconstitutional. There is no constitutional right to create money out of nothing from a private entity. Unfortunately, Congress could do it because Congress is given control of money. But, you know, we're supposed to have gold and silver as the true currency within the United States to have a check on this, because inflation wasn't unique even to the 1930s. It happened even before the Constitution was happening. But it's only said to be authorized when it gets into a bill before Congress. That doesn't make it constitutional. But it's in this bailout bill. They're calling it a $2 trillion, but it's actually $6 trillion. And Secretary Mnuchin, who is deep state, is the mortgage foreclosure king, working for Goldman Sachs and other people. One West was a company that he was CEO of. they just continued to do this without authorization. And I don't know why they actually revealed the it's not part of the press isn't talking about it. Only Russ and Pam Martins of Wall Street on Parade had revealed that there's an actual fortress. No, I take it back. Mnuchin did say it, and that's how they got it. He did say it in an interview that there's $4 trillion involved in here for the Economic Stabilization Fund and or Exchange Stabilization Fund. And so they're authorizing it. It's still illegal. It's still improper completely. And there's no budget to back this up. So your points are well taken.
Yeah. It's unnerving. Unnerving because they reached this pinnacle where it's all of a sudden it was just this enormous amount. We'll see another enormous amount, an amount you can't believe. When you look at what they've done in the past with pandemics, we look at 1,543 deaths today. That's it in the entire nation. Reality check, 1,500 deaths and all the trillions. And I remember when it was 600 million for one, and we had 2 point something billion for another one. But this is trillions of dollars. I don't think people can understand the number. We don't even get the number.
1,000 million.
Yeah. What do you think about reset? What do you think about, what does this year look like to you?
Well, the virus is going to die down as warmer weather comes, like they always do, because, in fact, there's one of the best treatments. If you start to get a cold or any kind of virus, is you use heat treatment, because it really does deactivate. It doesn't kill a virus, but it deactivates it so that it can't invade a cell when you get it up to a certain temperature. That's why the body creates fever.
Great point.
So you can use a sauna, you can use a steam bath, you could even use a hair dryer to blast your eyes and your nose for 5 minutes at a time with high heat, and it does deactivate the viruses and things.
So what do you think about swabbing with hydrogen peroxide? That's what Chris Ann Hall, the constitutionalist, does. She said it works for 20 years when she's getting a cold.
Well, there's so many things that hydrogen oxygen does deactivate it, but heat does as well, and so that's why it won't be in the... So I think what's going to happen is that this thing's going to die down. Things are going to get back to normal. The stock market will rebound. And but this should be a wake-up call to people to understand that they can pull these markets down anytime they want. And if you're looking to sell a home or to relocate for safety or security or other things, you ought to look at the next big upswing and take advantage of it rather than don't bet on the long term, because they now know and they're hungry for a crisis, and they can pull these things once a year on us.
Make sure you have a constitutional sheriff to the town that you're working. You might want to review sheriff's ideology before you move. Caller, go right ahead. You're on the line with Joel Skousen. Joel Skousen's with me in studio.
Hey, Kate. It's Ed Wallace. Hi, Joel.
Ed. Hi. Go right ahead.
Hi. You know, I knew your uncle... and what a great man. He's one of my heroes.
Cleon Skousen, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question. You're pretty familiar with the way things work in Congress. How long does it take to accumulate an 800-page bill and write one?
Okay, good question. Thank
well,
you.
Well, if you actually started from scratch, it would take over a month to write an 800, and that's if you had everything together. You have to have committees, and you have to have reviews, and you have to have editors, and all of this stuff. These bills have all been written beforehand.
The Patriot Act
was written well beforehand, waiting for the appropriate crisis to happen. And you know, when Maxine Waters comes up at the Financial Services Committee of the House with a bill for a digital dollar, she didn't create that.
Maxine, of all people.
She didn't create that bill.
Dipwad of the universe.
You're absolutely right. It takes months to create these. They are created beforehand and waiting for the appropriate crisis to introduce them.
Yeah, and it's a great point that Ed's asking, because it's I don't know how many people are realizing that. I don't know that they're realizing how played we get and how used we are in what they've already. And these are think tanks that do this, correct? It's not usually the congressperson. They put their name on it, but don't the think tanks in Washington write a lot of
sometimes
these?
That's true. Sometimes your big pharmaceutical lobbies will write bills and insert them through a friendly congressman. But you also have a very liberal, left liberal set of staffers, especially when Democrats are in power, running each one of these committees. And a lot of those staffers are lawyers and other things who are familiar with writing. And this is where some of the bad bills get written by the staff.
Okay. My own governor, came out and said today that stay home, stay safe, only travel if it's essential. And he just came out with this. And then said playgrounds are not places where kids should be. And so definitely no play on playgrounds.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I can't begin to fathom that this guy was ever elected in the first place, but now that he's been going 30 years strong, it's interesting to watch.
Remember, he graduated into that position after being the lieutenant governor. Huntsman that became the ambassador and things? Mm-hmm. And now we've been stuck with this mainstream governor for years who's just trying to please the world.
And he said we're all in this together. Except them. They're not all in this together, but we are. We're all in this together. And that we have to keep a distance of 6 feet between us. Travel should be limited to what's absolutely essential. Taking a leisurely drive is still okay. Thank you. It's so nice to know that I can get in the car I'm paying for and take a
little
drive.
Legal basis for any of these restrictions whatsoever. There's no law that gives the government the power to dictate how you will move around and how you will interact with people. Yep. Now, there is wide emergency powers that have unconstitutionally been granted by Congress to the president, but there are no such emergency bills in most states of the union. And yet nobody's questioning this. One of the interesting things is Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican of Kentucky, wrote an article, had an interview. It was published on the Ron Paul Institute about how very few Republicans were going to vote against this. And he's the only one, by the way, that had the courage to vote against it. And he was excoriated by President Trump for actually following the principles that Trump has claimed. But he was excoriated by President Trump for voting against his sacred relief bill. That shows that Donald Trump may have good instincts, but he has no conservative principle. He has no background in understanding of law or the Constitution or what is appropriate, et cetera. And I mean, Thomas Massie is one of the best congressmen ever to live other than Ron Paul, and to excoriate him just tells a million things about how Donald Trump is not trustworthy with our liberties.
We're going to see a lot of them disappear. Do we get them back?
No, we never get them back. Now, it would have been worse. Obviously, we'd had a true puppet president like George W. Bush or Barack Obama.
Right.
Would have been worse. At least Donald Trump has, you know, resisted this this national shutdown thing.
And they would have contributed more to the hysteria, I'm sure. Hillary Clinton would have have just lived the hysteria dream.
Yeah.
Wow.
We need to do some civil disobedience here, and we need to push the limits so that we don't make them feel like everybody's totally compliant with these illegal shutdown orders.
Yeah, and when do you think we'll start to resume? How long do you think it'll last?
Well, it can't last very long because I'll tell you, the businesses are going to collapse if this isn't released by about the middle of April. It may take some businesses a year or more to recover from this, if at all, if they can do it at all. Because once you get behind in your payments and you have no other source of income, how do you make it up? This is really bad policy. And we need to hold these yes-men politicians accountable. You can't do anything about KSL News and other mainstream outlets that continue to parrot this garbage day in and day out.
And they're wringing their hands, acting like they are not part of this, that they're not doing it, and that they have to do it. And that just tells you a lot about this, the federal strings, because it's the states doing this. The states are doing this, right?
That's right.
And so maybe time to clean house. isn't this a good indication between the tax bills and the isn't this a good indication of where they really are, where they really reside? And
well, it's what's shocking is how quickly people fall in line with this stuff. It shows that we have raised generations of generations in the public schools that have no inkling about what's constitutional and what isn't.
Right.
And the older conservatives are dying off. They're in there. They're the baby boomers and things. And, we have allowed millennials and other generations to be raised as socialists, and it's going to come home to roost.
It is, and it is. Thank you. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Email him, editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and get a free copy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a good weekend. Go outside. Get some sunshine. Play on a playground. And I'll be back Monday. Thank you. I forgot. Be faithful. Be fearless. There you go. See, I say that every show. Everybody have a good one.